When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Some very cool stuff there. And we'll talk about that a little bit in a moment here. And one sort of alert today. Anyway, as always, on the first Sunday of the month, it is me. And we couldn't do it without Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. You made me think we were taking a trip to Hawaii, but after your opening reminded me, you were just celebrating Palm Sunday. Going over to the beach and having those palm trees in the background behind
well,
you.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, on the first Sunday of the month, because, you know, all our interviews are shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything helps our Animal Friends Sunday, if you haven't joined us on the first Sunday of the month. And all the interviews are on the phone. And so I zoom in from home to do the show. I don't make the drive to the studio, and we give Stacy the day off, which was probably a good thing because she always does mass, you know, before the show on Sunday, and it's a special Sunday, so I imagine it might be a longer service. Or is it service as usual, do you think?
It's a long service.
It's a long, isn't it, Nathan? Wouldn't it be a longer service? Because you guys often go to the same church.
It can be sometimes double the length because the gospel reading they do is the Passion of Jesus Christ, and that is a whole 30-minute reading in itself. So,
okay. Well, so just know your animal family has the bases covered. If you're here listening to us, it's good because Stacy is representing us all at Palm Sunday Mass this morning. So we're good with that. And then, of course, we have our own little spiritual beginnings to the show here, which we'll get to in a moment. But at any rate, as to what Nathan was referring to, so for in our world of Animal World this morning, we're all on the computer. And so I'm looking at Nathan in the studio. However, when I looked out my window, Nathan got kind of a big scream in his ear when we connected because I was talking to him. I turned around, looked out the window, and holy moly, it's snowing. And it is the 2nd of April, is it not, Nathan?
Yeah, it looks like it to me.
Yeah, well, yesterday I had a huge, I think, we have a new term in our weather that I'd never heard before until this year. But do y'all know what grapple is?
Grapple,
because that's I watch the Como 4 news in the evening, and so they use that term to describe rain combined with snow and hail and, you know, something of substance rather than just rain. And they call it grapple. But, you know, in all my years of living here, I never heard us talk about grapple, but now we talk about it a lot. And yesterday I found out for sure what it is, because on outside, and it was raining, but it's not really raining. And it's getting really, really hard rain. But you look out, it's white, but then some of it's bouncing and some of it's flakes and some of it isn't. So It's just stuff coming from the air that's frozen, coming down from the sky that's frozen. But anyway, I had a grapple day yesterday. Today, it was some sprinkling when I was out. But when I looked out the window, it was snowing and big, huge, wet flakes. They were almost a quarter, the size of a quarter. So now that stopped and it's back to raining. But what an amazing year of weather we're having. I mean, certainly things are changing climate wise. I think you have to not be paying attention to realize that weather's been changing. I've noticed that my biggest signs of that this week, Nathan, was it's quite unusual because it is the 1st of April. Usually it's just right about now that I'm really gearing up to get the rest of spring cleanup done on my property, because I'm northeast of the station. I'm out in the Monroe Salton area, and so we're a little slower than the Seattle area in getting going. But I'm usually just, you know, finishing up with a spring cleanup, and I'm thinking about getting all my sword ferns cut back that are on my terrace. And I'm usually, and the grass has usually been growing for a while. And so I'm trying to find a dry enough day to mow the lawn. Not this year. It is. I am in better shape now than I've ever been. My yard looks like it's the middle or late summer, because not as near as much debris down. I have kept up on that through the winter, but so this last week I was able to blow everything out of the way. We got all the sword ferns are all cut down. All my lilies are all bedded and ready to go. I blowed and I mowed and I blowed more, and it was dry. I mean, I usually do start mowing in March, but it's usually I have to mow around the swamp areas and I have to be careful and I have to really pick a day. And after it dried out completely and I was able to mow. And like I said, you know, my yard kind of looks like the middle of summer or something. So it's quite strange that all of this, I'm able to do all of this, is all done. And because of that, you know, the grass had started to grow, but not much. And most of what I have is moss. And then there's, you know, some grass, but I just am amazed that, well, I think we agreed before the show, didn't we, Nathan, that Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog this year, was correct that winter has been lasting longer.
He was correct. And yeah, we're into spring and snowflakes are still falling.
Yep. So we'll give Punxsutawney Phil credit this year for being correct on winter lasting, 6 weeks longer, or however long it's supposed to be if he
sees
his
shadow.
Yeah, he went back in. And that seems to be the case here. But it actually has worked in my favor, because I'm ready to go for the season unusually ahead of time. And feeling good about that. But anyway, so that's kind of unusual. So anyway, because it's raining and it was snowing, I decided to, because I got a new computer this year. And as Nathan can tell, I figured out, Nathan.
Yeah.
I got to show you. Now let me see if I remember how to do this. Because I figured this out. So what am I going to do?
As long as you don't hit that big red button, we should be okay.
Okay, I'm not hitting any red buttons, but let's see. What do I want to do? I think,
while you're doing that, God. I'm still waiting to get that springtime rain smell.
How about I figured out filters? So I got a pink nose and pig ears now. Let's see. Who is that? Oh, that's a mouse. Oh, that's cute.
Okay.
I'll be a little mouse.
I was thinking it was a panda at first, but I can see those ears are a little bit more mouse-like.
Yep. So anyway,
playing around with the Zoom video filters here, where you can put little images on your face and change yourself up rather than the background.
Okay. And then I guess what I don't know, what I've forgotten now, is how do you get rid of them?
There's a little button at the top left. If you scroll up to that list of all the little filters, it says none. That'll get rid of it. Or we can just keep you as a mouse the whole show. I mean, I'm fine with that.
Well, because I remember I didn't have a problem doing that before, and I saw the nun, but I don't see any nun right now. Oh, there we go. Okay, so I'm good. So anyway, that's the neat thing is I figured out filters, and not only did I, before I figured out filters, I figured out backgrounds. So just so you know, I'm having a jammy party in Hawaii. So there you go. We'll have to see if, you know, when we get to shelter rescue updates and Marilyn from Meow. I'm assuming she's in the Kirkland area of Meow, but she's probably in having a jammy party with me this morning. The good news is you don't have to look at me. I can just tell you. But I'm on a beautiful ocean beach with light clouds in the sky, lots of blue, and a nice green blue ocean, and white waves coming in, and a palm tree blowing in the breeze. So really looks lovely, doesn't it, Nathan?
It does. I want to go there.
I know, and we figured Stacy would probably be jealous if she knew I was in Hawaii right now.
I'm done with the cold weather. I want it to be warm again and be outside and listen to the waves.
Yeah. Oh, and Abby, yeah. Boy, I've had a few of those days. The sun, it looks so gorgeous outside, and I can't, you know, I want to get out there, and you step out the door, and it's like, yikes, it's cold out here. I got to grab my coat.
Well, I was just looking at my phone on the extended forecast the other day and going up to next Monday. So not tomorrow, but the following Monday. And it looked like it was going to get pretty warm out there. And according to my phone, it's saying 73 degrees is the high temperature possibly for next Monday.
What?
Was there a seven in front?
What? For, you mean tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, no. But the following Monday. So the
a week
the
from
10th.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, now time out. You talk. I'm turning around.
But it's, it looks like we're getting a warming trend. It's going to slowly increase the temperature as the week
just,
goes on.
I take Monday off if I can. Is my but I rarely I'll work if and I was I had to turn around to look at my calendar. Because those are going to be 73 a week from tomorrow. I was thinking, okay, I'm blocking that out, but I'm already booked, so I'll be working. So I'll enjoy the nice time. But that means if we've got to go out and practice leash stuff and stop a dog from trying to kill everything on the planet, when they're out walking on the leash, that we'll have a nice day to do it. So isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely.
Speaking of that, I always tell everybody that we're on Facebook these days. Post all kinds of cool stuff. We'll come back to Facebook after we officially start the show talk about recall and stuff. But I Nathan, I wonder if your mom told you, because she keeps tabs on what I post. There's a really cool post I put up this week. I did not know that there is official bunny show jumping competition.
Ooh.
So if you go on there, Nathan,
I found it here.
Okay, it's below all the animals with the hearts all over them.
Yeah, let me.
But what I mean, here. These bunnies are really good. They're better than dogs at the jumping. It's quite amazing.
Well, bunnies are certainly known for jumping.
Yeah. Can you see? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. If you go back to Zoom, you can see I'm sharing the screen here, so you can watch it with me.
Okay. Let me.
But it is like a normal dog agility course. The obstacles are a little bit different, though. I mean, instead of just a single kind of bar that they jump over, there's like rows of them, so there's multiple.
What? Where the heck did my Zoom go? There it is. That must be what. Okay, so you've got Zoom. Have you got Zoom on this? I mean, have you got the bunnies on the screen instead of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you're back to Zoom. You can.
Well,
you
I don't know if
it.
I am or not.
Okay. Well, let's just keep talking about this.
Yep. So anyway, scroll back up. Look at the I think it's is it the second. The first post or the second one? To scroll back up farther. Oh, down. Now down.
Yeah.
Down. Now
horse.
There.
Oh.
Yes. No, wait. Yeah, you got to get the video going. Wait till you see this.
Wow.
It doesn't say what kind of horse it is, but it
I can tell you right now it's a boy.
Yeah, it's a stallion. Who knows? It's white. Looks like a the great big huge working horses.
Mm-hmm.
But the mane probably is so thick, and the tail, and they reach all the way to the ground.
Well, it's not
and
just
then he has a lot of feathers on his legs, but
yeah.
So he's rearing up with the handler. Has got him rearing up, and then he does a buck, and the mane and the tail go flying. It's phenomenal. Oh my, unbelievable.
Well, in addition to the way the colors refract with the sun going through all the mane, and
yeah, isn't that amazing?
It changes the color. I mean, it starts white, and then it turns this beautiful yellow, like a dandelion gold.
Yeah, amazing. If you can get on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, you got to check out this horse.
And if you want to learn the definition of majestic, don't look in the dictionary. Watch this video.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? All right, so let's see. I better stay on track here and get us all spiritualized up and officially start the show. Because before we go to our interviews, we, of course, will have to take care of advertisers and then have a couple of announcements and a little bit of follow-up and stuff. And then, oh, Nathan, I can't wait. We don't have time to do it to start the show here. So it's going to have to wait for current events. And that will happen like in the last 15 minutes of the second hour of this week's after we talk to Help Animals India, and we'll do current events. And I've got the best story, and you may all be aware of it. I don't know if you are or not, but I will tell you. Okay. First of all, when I do a story or something, you know, I cry easy. So when I tell you stories and if I cry, you cry. Get your tissues ready now, because I'm telling you right now, I'm crying when I tell you this because it's so cool. It is, I think, the best animal related in this area story and news of the last 50 years. 53 to be exact. Now you figure out, you may know what I'm talking about, you may not, but I will share that with you towards the end of the second hour. And oh my gosh, I'm just so thrilled to tell you the story, and I'll give you all the details as well. So that'll happen then. In the meantime, right now we are going to officially start the show. And I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. And that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and Palm Sunday at that. You know what I miss about being able to go to church on Palm Sunday? When I was raised Episcopalian and high Episcopalian, and so we were always at church, Nathan. And I always liked, as a child, when I didn't really kind of get the whole religious thing,
mm-hmm.
I really loved Palm Sunday because they would hand out palms, you know, palm fronds.
Yep. Yeah, we do that.
Woven in the shape of a little cross.
Yep.
And you get handed the palm Sunday. Well, I miss that. I haven't had a palm in a long time, you know, because I don't go to church on Palm Sunday because I'm doing the show usually. But anyway,
I'll hold on to one and give it to you next week.
Yeah, save me a palm frond. Okay. All right. So we are going to officially start the show. I start with a couple of little prayers to Saint Francis, and then we get a pile of affirmations we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. And this, whether or not you participate with me, is completely optional. You can do all these prayers and affirmations with me, or you can opt out. That's totally okay. It's not like dancing and spreading love around the planet at 10 and 11 when we get on the love train and dance. That dancing is mandatory, but we'll get to that in a little bit. All right, here we go. I start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, got a pile of affirmations here, and they've all been contributed by some members of our Animal World family here or there. And I say each one out loud three times. You can do that along with me. Many of you use them daily during the week as I do, and you're welcome to do that as well. They're all very powerful and will help change your lives. Or you can opt out. All right, so here we go with affirmation number one. And this is contributed by me, but I got it from my spiritual family at Ananda, and it shifted my life completely, so I share it with you. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two comes from our Linda Rasmussen, best practitioner. She always gives us an affirmation to keep the energy going after she does a remote healing session with us. And this one is very powerful and has shifted a lot for many of us. So that's why we share this. And remember, Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with us next week. Mark your calendar. All righty, here we go. Affirmation number two. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one is the one I use, you know, to go out and spread health and wellness and stay in confidence and trust rather than fear. I do all of these, especially this one for my animal friends as well. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Then this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and personal awareness coach. She'll be in 2 weeks from today. And here we go with that. This will help you stay in balance with everything that's going on and changing and all of that in this weird weather. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then our last one to conclude this pile of affirmations is our Warrior of Light Ananda affirmation, and this is the one we're spreading God's light and love all around the planet, and here we go with that. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty, we are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week, and we got to take care of advertisers. So let's get going with that, and then just a couple of announcement things we'll take care of, and then we will get to our first interview. Remember, it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll be starting off with Meow Cat Rescue at the bottom of the hour or shortly thereafter and continue from there. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Of course you've been guided to listen. This is the place to be. Well, unless, of course, you know, Palm Sunday you're at church, then you're not listening anyway. So, can you see that, Nathan, on my shoulder?
Yes, I do.
Isn't that funny?
How did that get there?
Because, well, this is so funny. I have a little lion. Well,
it just went away. Bye. Oh,
there it is.
Hello again.
Okay. Now, because I have, well, I guess, you know, a virtual background on my screen so that Nathan doesn't have to look at my messy office. But on the shelf directly behind me is a stuffed lion that sits there. Anyway, somehow if I move just right, that lion comes through the filter and it's on my shoulder. Oh, very cool. Okay, so I have a lion on my shoulder today. So I think all is well. Now, let's see. Nathan, we have, we want to go back to Facebook because of the first post there, which it's not really a recall, but it's important to read because there's some really important information here. Now, if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, below the show post, it is the first one. And the big headline is Industry and FDA's Procedural Failure. And this is from Susan Thixton, truthaboutpetfoods.com. And the title is actually Expanded Recall, a Twofold Failure. And I don't know if you've been paying attention, we've had a couple of recalls, Nathan, that were, I think, for Hills and Purina foods. And then a few weeks later, there was an expanded recall on those same foods for the same reason. Well, I didn't know how FDA does this and how AFCO and all of this, these recalls are handled and how they do them and why. But the bottom line is this is not a good system and it's not working. And in the period between the first recalls and the expanded recalls, a lot of dogs died in between then because of these problems. We don't ever hear about that, though. So this is a real good explanation. So if you pop on to Facebook, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and see the industry and FDA's procedural failure, you will learn a lot. And so that would be a good thing for you to check out. Okay. And if you want to go directly to the source, you can go to truthaboutpetfoods.com. Truthaboutpetfoods.com, and you can come up with the same information.
Just quick question on that website, Truth About Pet Food, no S.
Thank you. Truthaboutpetfood.com. All righty then. Let's see. Last thing we've got to talk about here, just before we get to Marilyn, I assume we've got Marilyn. We're good on that. Okay, so just before we get started, I just want to mention to you that it is an important time of year here on Animal World, or well, on Animal World, but basically KKNW, because it is annual listener survey time. And the survey is going to be has already started this week, and it is your opportunity to let the station know the shows you like, you don't like, what you'd like them to change, and all of that, and help them make their plans for the coming year. And Nathan, if people go to the 1150kknw.com website, then they can just quickly fill out the survey.
Yeah, and you'll see at the top of the page or close to it, there will be some images that kind of rotate through. If you don't see it at the moment, just keep waiting, and then eventually you should see a 2023 listener survey image pop up, and that's the one you want to click on.
Yeah, and so we'd really appreciate it if you'd go and fill that out. And then if you do that, then you know your name gets put in the hat for a nice little prize, and I think you get round trip on the Clipper.
Yeah,
and
round trip for two,
and you get to go to Victoria. Is that right?
Victoria, BC, on the Victoria Clipper, plus $100 in gift certificates to Famous Dave's restaurant. So if you enjoy some nice barbecue, you'll get a nice feast as well.
Yeah, but you know that's not the reason to go to Victoria.
Well, they don't have it there.
Huh?
They don't have Famous
Dave's. They don't
there.
Have that. Okay, so the you would have the meal someplace here.
Yes.
Okay. The reason to go to Victoria the Clipper, say if you timed that right,
the Bouchard Gardens.
Yeah, one of my favorite places in the world. And if you timed it right, you know, you could take advantage of winning this Clipper trip, and you could go up and for spring bloom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. Oh, how cool would that be? So whether you care about Animal World or KKNW, all of that, you don't have to, but you gotta love flowers and Bouchard's garden. So go to KKNW, 1150kknw.com, click on the 2023 listener survey, fill it out, and you'll have a chance to win that trip.
And yeah. The survey lasts until April 23rd. So by that time it'll close, and then we'll start drawing those names. So it should still leave you enough time to be able to make a trip up there.
Okay, and I'd like to go to Bouchard's garden. Can I fill out the formula, even though I kind of work here?
Martha Morwalk would be the person.
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't put my own. No, I can't.
Martha Morwalk.
Oh boy. Okay. Anyway, you guys do it. Go to 1150kknw.com and click on the 2023 listener survey, and please fill that out. We would appreciate it. All right, everything else we'll save for current events, the last 15 minutes of the second hour. Right now, it is time to officially begin Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And, of course, we do that by honoring one of my favorite rescues in the area, and that, of course, would be Meow Cat Rescue. And, yes, they have dogs in the Kirkland area. And joining me, I don't think she's in Hawaii like I am, but she might be in her jammies like I am, Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm not in Hawaii or in my pajamas.
Oh, no. Well, I'm having a jammy party in Hawaii now because I'm zooming in from home, and my virtual background is a beautiful beach and waves and sunshine and palm trees in Hawaii. So, so I'm not really there, but Nathan thinks I am because it looks like I'm there. So you're in Kirkland as usual, huh?
Yep.
All right. Did it snow at your house earlier?
No, it didn't snow, but it feels like it could.
Okay, so it's chilly down there?
Yes, very. Yeah. 33.
Yeah, okay. It got down to around freezing around here. I had grapple yesterday, but we had a lot of snow here just a little while ago, big quarter-size flakes. It's back to rain, though, now, but weird weather. So anyway, just in case, Marilyn, somebody's joining us that doesn't have a clue, tell us about Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, what you guys are all about.
Okay, we are an animal shelter rescue organization, nonprofit. We are in Kirkland. We have dogs and puppies in foster care, cats and kittens in foster care, and at the shelter. We just celebrated our 25th anniversary in February.
Woo-hoo!
And we're still going strong.
Well, you know, and we're all still going strong because Animal World was there with you when we actually did a live broadcast on Mercer Island from the pet store that Meow operated out of for the 20th. And well, for the grand opening, we were there and did a live broadcast of Animal World. It was really fun. Eventually, things changed, but Meow was originally Mercer Island and East Siders for Orphans and Waifs is how they came up with the Meow. And obviously some centered around kitties, but or there's you guys now do have some dogs, but you don't keep the dogs in the shelter. The dogs all stay in foster care, but everybody can find out what dogs you have in foster by going to the meowcatrescue.org website, click on available dogs, and you can see what's available and then make arrangements to come and visit if you want to check somebody out. But the shelter, though, just has your kitties ready for adoption, correct?
That's correct. Yep.
All righty, so shelter is located in the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland, and you're starting to get back to a little closer to normal operations, and let's see, so now it's 4 days a week, or 4 afternoons a week that you're open, is that correct?
Well, it's 3 right now, but we're going to go to 4 sometime this month.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so catch me up on what days and hours is the shelter open for people to come and adopt kitties?
Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m.
All
right. Right now.
Right now. But sometime this week you're adding another day?
Yeah, we'll be opening up on Fridays, probably sometime mid-month, just in a couple weeks.
Okay. That's kind of what I had thought, which is I just jumped the gun a little bit. So it won't be long before it's going to be four whole days a week that Meow is open. It's from 1 to 5 in the afternoon. Now, you don't have to make an appointment to come in. You can just drop by the shelter during those hours?
Yes, you sure can.
All right. And I think, like I said, you've got mostly the adoptable kitties at the shelter. And when you have pregnant moms or new babies, kittens, they are in foster homes until they're old enough or large enough to spay and neuter. And then they move to the shelter when they're ready to be adopted. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. But as far as I know, you still got kittens, right?
Yeah, we have kittens. We have a few kittens at the shelter. I just got a litter. I have six-week-old kittens here at my house. It has begun. The season has begun. So we don't have a lot at the shelter kitten-wise right now, but we will. We will probably buy in about a month. We'll have a lot of kittens at the shelter.
Lots of kittens in about a month. Right now, there's just a few.
Yeah.
Because they're all still in foster care.
Yeah.
Until they're ready.
We have at the shelter, they're older, but we have some nice kitties, and we have some awesome adult cats as well.
Well, I know because I follow you on Facebook, so I get to see a lot of the photos that you post. And I just love seeing the happy faces on the kitties and the people. When could you take photographs when somebody adopts a kitty before they leave with their kitties? You post a photograph, and I just enjoy them so much. But sometimes you just post a bunch of photos of the cats that you have. And you do get some really great kitties.
We do. And yesterday, I don't know if you have had a chance to look at our Facebook page, but almost all the cats that were adopted, they look just like the people that adopted them. It was uncanny.
Well, I haven't looked at the today, this morning, so I will definitely check that out.
You'll have to look. Yeah.
So lookalikes, because, you know, we often attract to ourselves our own reflections. And you can see it in these kitties and their people, huh?
Yes, you can. You really can.
All right. Yeah. Well, now we are going to put Marilyn on hold for a moment and take care of our advertisers for the last time in the hour. And then we'll come back and find out. If there's any special kitties and so forth that Marilyn wants to talk about, we'll find out what's coming up event-wise at Meow and all that sort of stuff. Seems to me I've got stuff on the current events calendar. But we'll find all of that out shortly. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And this hour, we heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, his healingministryforanimals.com. He and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio next week for our healing show, and you can call in for free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Remember that. But you can also talk to him or contact him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free phone evaluation. So, but you go to the website, click on the contact link and fill out the form and tell me when to talk and he'll arrange a phone call. And that's the best way to get started with him. And remember, you can learn to do it yourself. And it sounded like the last time I talked to him, like pretty much all his new clients now are he's doing, giving them the do-it-yourself at home program. So, be sure you check it out, healingministryforanimals.com. Then, of course, our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuPro supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them all out at NuProSupplements.com, and then you can purchase on Amazon. And it's easy. Some of their products, especially the dog supplement that we all love so much, so great for skin and hair coat and so forth. You can find it at a lot of local pet stores. Let's see. Then our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, has the Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. It's a great location, phenomenal energy. You can work with her in person so you can actually feel and hear the energy of the gongs and the acutonic forks and get your chiropractic adjustments if you need them. And it is just phenomenal. But she can also work with you remotely. So you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, if you do something fabulous for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, let's get back to Marilyn Hendrickson at Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And let's find out. So Marilyn, obviously we're in the middle of the weekend and it sounds like you had some great adoptions yesterday. And then, of course, you'll be open from 1 to 5 this afternoon. But I'm assuming there's still a lot of nice kitties to choose from today, right?
Yes, there are some really nice kitties.
Anybody in particular you want to highlight?
Yeah, we do have a cat. His name is Maxwell Smart, Max for short.
I love that.
He's a great cat.
Has he got a phone in his shoe?
Maybe. He's not telling us. So Max is 2 years old, and Max has pica behavior, and I know that you probably know what pica behavior is.
He eats all kinds of stuff that isn't food.
So he came to us in December when he ingested some Christmas ribbon.
Uh-oh.
And he needed to be opened up and have that ribbon removed because it was in danger of twisting around, you know, his intestines.
Yeah, and that's why it's really important that we know when you're gift wrapping or doing stuff like that and you have cats, you got to be careful because some cats will eat that kind of stuff and strings. That's why I say, you know, some of my favorite interactive toys with cats are like the DeBird, the fishing pole toys. But I say absolutely do not leave them out because your cats will destroy the toy. But often they'll eat the string. Or, you know, and in this case, wrapping river or something. And that usually requires surgery because those strings can wrap up in the intestinal tracts and can actually kill the cat. So you got to be real careful. So anyway, this kitty came because of that, huh?
Yes, because this was the second time it had happened. I think a year ago, he had ingested a rubber band and had to have that removed. And so then at Christmas time, he ingested some ribbon, had to have that removed, and his person couldn't afford that surgery again. So we took him in, and I think he needs more environmental enrichment. and sturdy toys, and I think he'll be good to go. It's just going to have to be a home that is diligent about not leaving things lying around, like rubber bands and ribbons and hair bands.
So probably not a good cat to live in a home where you got lots of kids.
Right, right.
Not because kids are bad, or just because kids can be kids, and you know you're going to have that kind of stuff all over the place just because you got kids.
Yeah, so we'd love to see Max get a home.
All right. Well, we got to find out if Max has a phone in his shoe. So somebody go adopt Max. And what color and all of that is Max?
He's a black and white bicolor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So a tuxedo type? Or?
Kind of like a tuxedo.
Yeah. Okay. So black and white. All righty. Well, Max is looking for a home. Anybody else you want to highlight?
We have a big boy named his name is Panda. He's also a big black and white cat. He's big. He's about 15 pounds. And he's just a big lump of love. And he just came to us just a couple days ago. And he loves people. He loves cats. He loves everything. So,
do you know his background? Where'd he come from?
He came from a hoarding situation.
So he needs he needs a special home.
Yeah, he does.
Poor boy.
Does. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times when, you know, in a hoarding situation, the people, their hearts are in the right place, but they've just overwhelmed themselves with too many animals. And of course, so nobody's getting, you know, the attention and the care that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So is he in pretty good shape? So 15 pounds, that's a big cat. Now, so is he majorly overweight or is he just a big cat?
He's a big cat. He's just
okay.
I don't think he's overweight. He's just big.
Okay.
And and he's 4 years old.
All right.
And
so nice age.
We just have so many. I don't even know where to begin. We have a nice pair of Siamese kitties. They're probably about 9 months old. Romeo and Juliet are their names. They're beautiful.
Are they litter mates or something?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yep.
How fun. It sounds like you could probably go on and on about the incredible kitties
really
that you have.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got a list of events coming up. I don't have anything other than, there's the Cat Running 5K Fun Run Walk on Saturday, April 22nd in Marysville. I think, is there anything else coming up this month at Meow?
No, and that's at Marymore Park, actually.
Right, right. But it benefits Meow, right?
Right. And that's all this month. We're preparing for our big event, which, of course, is the auction June 17th.
Yeah, that's fine. The annual Fine Wines and Felines 2023. Boy, I used to attend that event every year, but it's been a long time since I've attended. But it really is a wonderful, wonderful evening, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And now you, the days that I attended were before you started doing it on the UW campus.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Hub Ballroom, that's I think a really nice place to do this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great venue. It's a big, long, spacious room, and so there's enough room for everyone to spread out, and there's areas for eating, areas for mingling, areas for looking at silent auction items. We have fun games like ring toss, where you take cat collars and you try to get them around a bottle of wine or champagne, and just all kinds of fun things.
All right. And now you said, so you're gearing up for that now, and but it isn't actually until June 17th. So are you like looking for donations for the auction and all of that?
Yeah, we are. We're always looking for donations. And I don't think the cutoff date will be until sometime in May. So, yeah, people, people donate all kinds of things, dining in at restaurants, hotels, airfare, sporting events, grooming for cats and dogs, you name it.
And you used to have lots of, you know, like artwork and jewelry and just all kinds of cool stuff. I remember I always used to buy all kinds of stuff. So anyway, now the is registration open yet, or is that yet to come?
That is yet to come.
Okay, so just mark your calendars, folks, for June 17th will be the annual Fine Wines and Felines 2023 for Meow. And then, there's a Give Big event on May 2nd and 3rd. So you want to remember Meow when that rolls around as well. And mark your calendars if you're interested. Now, for the fun run and walk on April 22nd at Merrymore, do people need to pre-register for that, or they just sign up the day of at Merrymore, or how does that work?
You pre-register, and then that way, once you arrive, you will have your T-shirt waiting for you.
Okay, and so you pre-register at the Meow website?
Mm-hmm, you do it online.
So meowcatrescue.org, go to that website, and then it will be obvious once people get to the website of how to sign up for the fun run?
Yeah, I think it's right at the top. I think it's the very first thing you see.
Excellent. And then also, if you go to the website meowcatrescue.org, that's where you can check out all the great cats and dogs that they have just by clicking on the available cats or available dogs. Whatever you're looking for, you can check them all out online.
Yep.
All righty then. So anything else we need to chat about this month before we wrap up?
I don't think so. I think that pretty much covers things for now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, it is always so nice to chat with you, Marilyn. And even though it's the 2nd of April, I think we're still waiting on spring to officially arrive. Although I would say it's been springing up here some days and then not others, like today. So far, there's no sun, but there has been snow. So we're still waiting on the nice weather. And but if you would like to add a kitty to your life, or a dog in the springtime, go to meowcatrescue.org, check them out. And you can go to the Meow Cat Rescue Shelter in the Houghton Shopping Center in Kirkland between 1 and 5 this afternoon. I'd love to see a picture of you with your new kitty after getting adopted. Yeah, so get down there so they can take your photo. Anyway, Marilyn, thanks so much for chatting with me today, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Okay, see you then.
God bless. Bye-bye. All righty then. That is going to wrap us up for hour number one. And as we are closing down hour number one, we are going to get ready for the exercise and fun portion of the show to get us up and moving and the juices flowing so we get all energized up for the day and the week. We do that by hopping on the love train. We're going to play that. And remember, dancing is required. So that means you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. Or you can dance anywhere. Or you can get up on your feet and dance with me, because I'll cruise through to pick you up. And while we're having fun bopping around to the love train, and we know from Diane's chiropractor that it's the best exercise you can do at home. So we're going to have a little fun and get a little exercise in, and then send love and light all over the world. We certainly need it everywhere. So this is our contribution. And then get it sent all over the place this hour, because in the 11 o'clock hour, I'll have told you about the greatest story, I think, animal story in 50 years. And we're going to be sending the energy elsewhere. So be prepared for that. All righty. Now, I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy for the day and the week. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth a body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. It's coming right up, and it'll be Help Animals India next hour. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1110.